Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What happened to the days where your parents would just drop you off at the carnival, they'd pick you up, no big deal, nothing happened.
I'll see you in 5 hours.
Yeah, it's the B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, Hope.
Yeah, no more. Spencerport Fireman's Carnival's going on. It started Wednesday, and it's happening tomorrow is the closing night. Fireman's Field, South Union
Street.
Big
fundraiser for the fire department.
Huge. Yeah. And my kids, every year, my oldest especially, and I would drop her off. And she'd be like, we're going to meet like 5 other people there. And then that's where they hung out. And now they can't do it anymore. There's different protocols, security protocols in place this year. After a lot of disruptions last year, carnival grounds are going to be fenced. Your bags are going to be checked at 2 entrances. You can't bring any backpacks, can't bring duffel bags, can't bring drawstring bags either. And any kid under 18 years old has to be accompanied by a parent or guardian who is at least 21. So the days of dropping your teens off at a carnival are no more. And I don't know why I find that so sad.
That was such a rite of passage.
It really was. It was like, you know.
I grew up across from the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Why do you have that face? Why are you making
because
that face?
Because I turned out just fine and I don't remember getting dropped off at a carnival without my parents.
Your parents hung out with you at the carnival?
I don't remember carnival it with being, your parents.
Nobody wants to hang out with their parents at the carnival.
I just didn't go to the carnival.
What?
It might be a small town thing. So, like, maybe. I grew up across from the fair when it used to come to the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Now it's Wegmans, so there is it's not there anymore. But back when I was a kid, the carnival came through every year, the fair, and everybody went. Everybody from school, you'd see them hanging out, groups of people, and there were fights every now and then, but nothing like what you see now. Nothing crazy, and we would be there from 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon until they kicked us out.
Yeah.
And that was just what we did. And every year, like the Rush Carnival, the East Rochester Carnival, that was like where everybody met up during the summertime. So is that going to change? Like, do you think moms and dads are going to take, first of all, would your kid,
it's just not going to be the same.
Hey mom, take me to the Spencerport Fireman's Carnival. What are you going to walk 10 feet behind him and his buddies and his bros?
I don't know what I'm going to do. Honestly, if he does. Yeah. I mean,
it's a shame that that's where we're at.
I don't know. For me, like, I think it was a rite of passage. Maybe it was a small town thing. But, you know, when every year I went with my friends, and really, I don't think you've lived until you've won one of those sweet carnival mirrors.
You know mirrors? What? What are you talking
you
about?
You know what I'm talking about, old man. So, you know what I'm saying exactly. Over there.
And you know what? Thinking back on stuff that they used to give away at carnivals, roach clips.
What?
They would have, and I didn't know. I was very naive as a kid. I didn't know what those were.
Can you, what are
it's
you saying?
It's a little
spell
clip
it.
That, R-O-A-C-H.
So I did hear you correctly.
Yes, and it's a little metal clip that you would put your marijuana cigarette in. You'd hold it with your little clip.
Oh, that carnival.
And they would give them away to anybody at the carnival. Don't give me that look. Google it.
This was in
thing.
What year?
This was up until...
in the 1900s.
But definitely in the 1900s. Probably up until at least the 90s.
Yeah. I don't think you can win a mirror anymore.
I don't know if they...
I've never seen a mirror. I thought you were going to say you haven't lived till you won a goldfish.
Oh, well, no. You've done that.
We've done that. He's still alive, by the way. We still have him.
Where do kids get their independence from these days? Do they even get independence these days? It's Be Morning Coffee Club. We're just talking about the changes at the Spencerport Carnival, where you can go as a kid, but mom and dad or somebody has to be there with you, some grown up.
The days of dropping your kid off at the carnival are done. At least, you know, and it's for everybody's safety. Some fights broke out last year. Something happened. And so they have to, unfortunately.
Right.
It's always the... couple bad eggs.
Right. And we're not poo-pooing Spencerport Fire Department, but for making those rules, it's just like, okay, this is where we're at.
It's everywhere.
You know, the mall. You can't drop your kid off at the mall anymore.
Which was like what people did in the 90s. It was a destination.
Yeah.
And none of us had any money, but we were at the mall all day.
Did we figure out, can you drop your kid off at Darien Lake or Seabreeze? Like 16-year-olds. Okay, you guys want to go to Seabreeze? We'll drop you off. We'll be back later tonight. I don't know if you can you do that? We're Googling it. We'll try and figure it out. 252-9233 if you want to join in the conversation, by the way. What about a concert? Would you drop your teenager off at a concert? Darien Lake. Their favorite artist is there. Oh my God, mom, please, I want to go. Mom, please, please, please.
I don't know, but I'm super overprotective because I know what happens at those things. So probably
Well, you know what you did at those things.
I know what I did. One of us had a driver's at 16, and I can say it now. I think there's a statute that's,
okay,
that's done.
We're good.
We drove up here. We drove up from the Southern Tier up here to Rochester, and I snuck in to see the Mighty Mighty Boston's at the Armory.
Oh, wow.
I was 16 years old. Like, if we had a driver's license, someone in our group were like, what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You got a car. That, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't asking my mom to drop me off. We were just figuring out our own way.
You were just going.
Yeah.
So Darien Lake, it says, we strongly recommend that minors under 18 be accompanied by an adult, but it doesn't explicitly say that they can't.
We used to drive to Niagara Falls. My and I know this sounds weird, but my buddy growing up, Kevin, they had a permanent campsite at Darien Lake. When Darien Lake first started, it was more camping centric than amusement park. And then they got the Viper and they, you know, it became a bigger thing. And we used to drive up there all the time. Niagara Falls. I mean, we would be all over the place. We'd go camping. We went camping. Oh my God. We went camping as a kid. 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to remember, how the heck did we pull that off?
I don't know. No one was watching us. I'm convinced. I'm convinced no one was watching us.
We lived such different lives.
I know. And that's why I think we're so helicopter over our own kids, because most of us are like, I don't even know how I'm still here. Like, right. I don't even know how I lived through it.
I have nerd immunity, right? So I can say this. I can say this. Hey, nerds, the Nintendo Switch 2 is out. A lot of people very excited about it.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it, too. It looks like a fun thing. But I will tell you, if you saw a whole bunch of folks laying out overnight, a whole bunch of them outside of a Best Buy.
Like it was 2005 Black Friday.
That's right. They all gathered until they opened the Best Buy and handed out and sold those new Nintendos. And video game enthusiasts, they all kind of gathered together.
There's been a ton of buzz for that product. And it was delayed for a while, and it's out now.
Was it?
Yeah. So people are very excited for it.
Can you stick on my computer here? I just wanted to play a little bit about, like, they're so excited. And I would say they're probably in their 20s.
Yeah. Mid to late 20s. Most of them appear to be like just out of college, maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're all similar age hanging out together. Oh, let's see.
Here to do something fun together. It's just, it's very chill when a lot of things aren't chill nowadays.
Everyone's super friendly. Everyone's super nice. Like, we all love the games. You know, we all got stuff in common. Like, everyone's just here to have fun.
I love how positive everybody is.
Yeah.
And they stood in line for hours to get that thing because the first batch of those is probably going to sell out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with tariffs and stuff, who knows when they're going to come with the next batch and how much they're going
to
cost.
So, and that was in Henrietta, by the way, thanks to our friends at Channel 10. That's where we got that audio from. But it tells me, for that guy to say it's chill in a time when not everything is chill.
Yeah.
That just the old school way of laying out, bringing a fold up chair and a blanket and hanging out on a sidewalk waiting for something. This was just happened to be a video game, but I mean, did you ever lay out for concert tickets?
I was just going to say, I wish, and Ticketmaster won't allow this, that you could do on sale in person only for X number of hours.
I mean,
like from a scalper standpoint, if you're going to go sit in line for hours to get a two extra pairs of tickets, that fine, knock yourself out, but not a bot on a computer that's scooping them all up.
Right.
But that was actually a bonding experience. You two played at Silver Stadium. Oh my God, I sound so old.
Silver Stadium, isn't that what Innovative Field used to be a million years ago?
In a different location. This had to have been, oh my God, 87, 88. Anyways, they played, and we stood in line for those tickets. And it was a bonding experience. You got out. You were with people that were into the same stuff you were. Somebody brought a cassette. Somebody had a boombox. They were playing the music while you're standing in line waiting. And it was a party. It was a lot of fun. More recently, and they don't do this anymore, but Windows, when they have the Windows update, all of these same guys would have been standing out there waiting to get their hands on the newest version of Windows. And there'd be 200 people standing in line to get the software for their computer.
Right.
I remember standing in line at the Toys R Us in Henrietta when the Wii was coming out.
The Wii?
The Wii.
What would you stand in line for now? Is there anything that you would say, you know what? Thursday night, Steve, you're going to have to feed the kids because I'm going to be out at Best Buy or wherever. Is there anything that would get you out of the house that you're interested in?
I mean, probably at this age, no, I don't think so. But when I was younger and we had to lay in line with all the fans of whoever you're going to see, everybody is a fan of the same kind of music. And you all have similar things to talk about. I don't know how I could relive that and for what.
The only concert I've ever stood in line for was at Wegmans to get Guitars and Stars tickets. And they went on sale at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Yeah. So were you?
I was like 13. I was like, Dad, we got to go. We got to get there. That was not that long ago. He was like, no, we don't need to get up that early. It's fine. And I was like, no, we do. And it was for the Gretchen Wilson Guitars and Stars that sold out that my dad and I later snuck into.
So were you on a sidewalk for a long period of time with other people?
We were, no, it was inside.
Okay.
It was at like the customer service.
So you all just stood and waited.
Okay. Yes. I got an apple fritter donut. My braces broke. I had to go to the orthodontist. Oh, there's the whole thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.